Welcome to Limbic Light Podcast Season 3. In this season, we'll be diving deep into the marvels of our subconscious mind, light, sound, brainwave entrainment, and so many other natural ways to help you become clearer, calmer, and more potent in being. I've titled this season Deep Brain Retrain. I'm Manisha Blunchley, your host, with more than 40 years experience in the natural health field, ready to share with you my very best tips. Let's get on with the show. Hello there, everyone. It's nice to be back for another episode of the Limbic Light Podcast. So today I'm just doing an impromptu short recording because I've just done a little exercise which I really wanted to share with you. It was invaluable and it's going to be very valuable. And I'd like to share it with you so that you might be able to put it into practice. So I'll just tell you my little story. Someone, a good friend, recommended a book to me. I'm always looking at different information. So this book is called Overcoming Under-Earning, and it's by Barbara Stanny, and it's a five-step plan to a richer life. Now, I know everyone usually believes or thinks that they can benefit by having more wealth in their life so that they can achieve what their goals and purposes are. So I was quite interested in reading this book, and it's written by a woman who has done highly successful workshops for people who generally are not fulfilling their potential in earning a good income or earning good wealth in their life. Anyway, I'm loving the book and I can highly recommend it for anyone who would like to purchase it. I'll put a link at the bottom of the show notes if you are interested in purchasing it. And what I'm actually doing is I'll be running a small study group with a small number of women to go through the exercises because it's a highly practical workshop book with lots of exercises in there to help us. In any case, I did a little exercise this morning with my journal in my hand and my pen in my paper sitting outdoors in the early morning sun. I like to do my little bit of work then. It was all about discovering what our beliefs are, our agendas, our conditionings that we have around money. And we all have different conditionings according to, of course, what we've been told by our parents, by society, the different experiences that we've had. So it's a process of discovering what those beliefs might be. There is a little process in the book, and I'm not going to go through it, but basically it's a series of questions that asks us about the attitudes that our mother had around money, our father had, any experiences that we remember as a child that had a big impact on us with money, and a whole lot of other questions, basically. And the purpose, as I said, it shines a light on what our belief system is. It's quite revealing because we often go around with our beliefs, keeping them in our subconscious. And so many of our decisions and behaviors and words and actions in life are determined by these stored conditioned beliefs that we have. And we don't often go in there and actually investigate them, shine a light on the dark chamber of our subconscious mind. So in any case, there's a process for all sorts of things where you can ask questions. And through asking the questions, you'll soon see the types of attitudes that we are holding on to, which may be quite limiting. So in this process, one of the questions after examining what our thoughts and beliefs may be, it asks us, what would you like to change? And this is after really seeing, getting a good snapshot, a good personalized insight, lots of aha moments into what may be contributing to us believing and acting or being limited in certain ways. So what would you like to change? I made a page, or actually probably a page and a half, the list of things that I'd like to change. And of course, once you've done this exercise, it's more about changing how we feel about ourselves or our belief in certain things. It's all not so much about changing the external environment or the external circumstances, because they are, of course, determined by what we're continuously thinking on the inside. So all my list of changes were things that were coming from my belief system. I wanted to believe that I am worthy, that I am, my knowledge is valuable. I have a whole list of things here. I'm probably not going to go out and share all the personalized details there. But after making this list, I decided I was going to do something with them, because ultimately what we want to change, we somehow have to program into our subconscious mind so that we eventually start to believe these new attitudes. And so I wrote each of these things that I wanted to change in my life into a form of an affirmation. And I always find that affirmations work so much better if they're short and they hold as least possible negative words. Maybe I will give you an example of a few just so that you get the idea. For example, instead of me lacking confidence, I would be saying, I am confident. I charge people my true worth. I am valuable. My knowledge is valuable. My services are valuable. Now, here's an example of having actually a negative in an affirmation. I let go of fear of being judged. I am resilient to judgment and criticism. So I wouldn't recommend having too many of those, if possible, because the subconscious mind is really an open sponge, and it will take every word that you program into your subconscious mind literally and deeply. So it's better, in my mind, to have something like, I feel wonderful about making lots of money, instead of, I let go of any guilt or shame around being wealthy. So you can actually do it in two different ways. In any case, what I wanted to give you is that you can record your own personalized messages that are specific to your condition, your beliefs. And it's only through doing a little bit of investigation first that you'll actually discover what those beliefs might be and find the antidote, the opposite, to gradually, step by step, consistently plugging into your subconscious mind these ideas until you really can wholeheartedly accept them in your subconscious mind. And that's the way we ultimately do change our attitudes. It's only through repetition, 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 and often in a state of being in an open mind state. In brainwave terms, we would say in the theta brainwave state, and you might achieve that through in a quiet meditation or upon waking or before going to sleep. Hi there, I just wanted to briefly share some very exciting news with you. I have developed a 6-week online course called Deep Brain Retrain, which comes live early next year. This course is designed to help you free yourself from old limiting belief patterns and also to help you unlock your fuller, greater potential. You'll be learning topics like understanding brainwaves, how they connect to certain mind states, how you can actually influence your mind using brain entrainment, and identifying and rewriting your own early beliefs, crafting personalized hypnotic scripts, and most importantly, you'll be creating your very own brain entrainment audio tracks using free software, binaural or isotonic beats, mixing primordial sounds, music, and messages so that you have a track which resonates specifically with you. You can register your interest in the link below the show notes below this podcast. I'll be offering a substantial discount to the first 10 people who enroll, and I'll let you know when this offer and enrollment becomes live. So if this resonates with you, just pop your name down in the register your interest link below and I will be in touch. Okay, let's get on with the show. Some people even put it on their headphones if they have a recording, and while they're walking around and doing the dishes or whatever, they'll be listening to the affirmations or their silent, repetitive messages over and over again until the subconscious mind, almost by passive immersion, takes on that belief. And I know that sounds too simplistic, but there is experiential proof that this actually does work. And of course, there is a whole science to how you write your affirmations so that the conscious mind doesn't fight what you're actually plugging in. So, for example, if you're not confident yet, you could be saying, I am becoming more and more confident day by day, or something of that sort. So it's a process, it's a development. In any case, I'm just about to go and record these affirmations that I've written down this morning, and I'll be putting some background music to it, some nice relaxing music. And because it's one of my loves, doing brain entrainment, which is the process of training the brain or putting the brain back into a certain brainwave state, I'm also going to put some pulsing sounds with the music, fairly quiet so it's not dominating in the background, so that my brain can become nice and open and receptive in a nice low alpha state or theta state, so that those messages which are superimposed upon those two tracks can go deeply and easily and effortlessly into my subconscious mind. That's what I want. And I do often take a little rest during the day, and I'll sit down and I'll put my headphones on and my programming, and I just let it do its work. It can be as simple as that. But I do think the first process is actually identifying what your beliefs are, why you might have developed those beliefs, and from that, working out what belief systems you want to change and write them out. Once you've actually identified your personalized belief systems that are on the rise, in other words, that you're planning to reprogram your mind with, it's just a matter of actually doing it repetitively. So anyway, I wanted to leave that with you, and I'm a little bit excited. I often get excited by some of the things I do, innovative and experimental, and we'll see how it goes. So in any case, at some stage, probably in the next few months, I'll be working on developing a course which is going to help you, my listeners, develop your own recordings, your own personalized recordings with brain entrainment sounds, with music, and of course, most importantly, with your auto-suggestion new attitudes or belief systems that you want to program, reprogram your subconscious mind with. So I'll be teaching you step by step how to do that. And I'll keep you informed of the development of that course. It's coming. And yeah, I'd love to be able to help you and show you how it's done. Rather easy and exciting and creative. Just before we sign off, I wanted to let you know that I have made a recording. I make many recordings, but I wanted to offer one for you if you're interested. And if so, there's a link down the bottom in the show notes that you can access. It's a recording I made with some of the principles of brain entrainment with a visualization. It's a guided imagery. It's a bit of a journey that's all about creating your dreams. It's a process, a bit of a nice, relaxed meditation process. Anyhow, instead of using mechanical notes, isotonic notes, as they call them, for pulsing to get your brain into a beautiful state, I've actually used some shamanic drums, and it's quite a pleasant, nice journey and sound. So I'd like to offer that to you if you're interested. And so just have a look at the bottom of the page and you'll find the link there and download it and use it to your best ability to create exactly what it is you want in your life. I hope you enjoy it. It's a little bit of an introduction into how you can create amazing, deeply penetrating messages to go into your brain using this technique of brain entrainment. Okay, I'll leave you with that for now, and all the best. Have a great day. Bye. Been listening to Manisha Blunchley on Limbic Light Podcasts. If you liked this show, subscribe in the link below in the show notes so that you can be informed every time a new episode is released, and also know about my upcoming courses and more. Thanks so much for listening and being here. Bye for now.